Vision boards are a tool that really helps support your brain or our brains in clarifying and remembering what is important to us, what it is that you want to achieve and what it is that you want to have in your life. Visual images are super effective ways to really wake up that right side of your brain and allow those dreams to just come to life from within and allow your goals and those images to really be at the forefront of your mind.
Welcome to the Finding Bliss After Burnout podcast. My name is Michelle Gordon. I'm a registered nurse, NLP practitioner, and mindset and manifestation coach. If you're like me and subscribe to working hard, needing external validation, and those dominating thoughts of fear, worry, and doubt, well, then you're in the right place. Because all that gets to change here. I want to show you that there is another way, a magical way, and show you what is truly possible for you. My passion is mentoring and coaching women and nurses who are feeling just like I once did, overwhelmed, exhausted, and frustrated. And my mission is to help them shift back into alignment, to find clarity, reignite their energy and passion for life, and find true freedom, joy, happiness, and manifest a life they once only dreamed of. So if you're ready to dive deep into all things mindset, manifestation, and become the best version of you, then this is where I'll be giving you all of the tools and strategies that I have learned in my journey in finding bliss after burnout. I'm so excited to bring you today's episode, so let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Finding Bliss After Burnout podcast. I am your host, Michelle Gordon, and this is episode 25. So welcome, 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 welcome. We are just a few days away from Christmas. Can you believe it? As I record this podcast, it is the 21st of December 2022, and we are just days away from Christmas Day and then 2023. I'm honestly so excited to move forward into a brand new year. I love new chapters. I love new chapters and moving forward. So today's episode, I really want to speak into the importance of allowing ourselves to dream and how accessing this part of my brain, so the right side of my brain, has really been such a space, or it's just been this beautiful way of opening up and expanding my life and tapping into my goals and dreams. And what I know for sure is, you know, where we're at in our lives, in our modern day lives, and I say this a lot, so you would have heard me speak about this on the podcast, but, you know, we're distracted by everyday life. We are so distracted by our fast-paced, busy online lives and worlds, the busyness of our lives, the chaos, and the daily demands, that we have forgotten how to dream. And we've forgotten about the magic of life itself and how to access it, because we're too busy doing life and all of the things. All right. So I'm going to talk about left brain, right brain. And the left brain is typically the logical and factual side of our brains, and the right side is known as the creative, intuitive, and imaginative side of our brains. And if you haven't heard of the left brain, right brain theory before, this was originated by an American neuropsychologist in the 50s and 60s. I think his name is Roger Sperry, and he really developed this theory, but, you know, obviously in recent years, researchers have challenged that theory. But regardless, I'm going to use this terminology today because it really relates to, I guess, what I've experienced in my own life and what I've noticed up until 4 years ago, that I was so stuck in the daily grind and hustle and just stuck in ticking boxes in my life. And I'm wondering if you can relate to that, is just ticking the boxes and not being really present or feeling any joy around what you're doing or where you're at or where you're going. Can you relate? And so in 2018, when I really hit rock bottom and made that big decision to turn my life around, what I realized, and we had this luxurious trip to Bali that year. And I remember this so clearly. I actually shared some Instagram stories about this recently. And I shared on my stories that this holiday was so luxe and it was meant to be just this beautiful family holiday where I was, you know, working, yeah, I was still working full time as a nurse at that point. And it was like, we've hired this villa, we've got this gorgeous holiday, and we're going around from place to place and accommodation. And it was just supposed to be magical. And yet I was so not present. And it felt like I just ticked the box to go, yep, family holiday done. That I wasn't even present to the magic of what that holiday was for us. And it was like, yep, done. Okay, next, go back to work type thing. And I'd done that up until, 2018. That was typically my life. And I feel like a lot of this relates to my 24 years in nursing, where it is about ticking the boxes. It is about, you know, checking off and yep, okay, doing, planning, timing, let's do all the things, right? So that left brain stuff. And you're on a time limit and you've just got to keep going and you just go, yep, done that task, move on, right? So I mapped that across and was doing life this way. And I did that for a long time. And I got so stuck in all of the doing and getting to the next part and the next part that I actually forgot about enjoying it and feeling it and tapping into just the beauty of where I was at and being so super present to it. Right? So as a collective and as a whole, and I hear so many stories and I've spoken to so many women in the last couple of months, especially, who are feeling disconnected from their lives, feeling super detached from who they really are as a person and what is important to them. And I've had 3 conversations this week alone with women who don't even know what lights them up anymore. It's that checkbox, ticking the boxes life, where they're just on the hamster wheel with no clear map, clear focus, and clear direction. And when I asked them the question, you know, what do you do for you? What lights you up? What do you enjoy? It was like their response was, I don't even know anymore. Right? It's that disconnected, detached feeling, right? So we're lost. Or the other side of this is that we have dreams and goals for our lives, yet we're scared to tap into them. We're scared to allow ourselves to dream and go there. All right. And maybe you relate to this. So what we do is we shrink them down, so much so because we don't want to be disappointed when it doesn't work out, right? And I also am guilty of this in the past. So we make our goals and our dreams smaller and smaller and smaller and they become so insignificant that they're just nothing and we don't achieve them. Right? And so when I made that shift and that transformation in my life in 2018 and I decided that I was no longer available for burnout, I spent so much time focusing on what I didn't want. I spent so much time in my head and in my thoughts, you know, obviously ticking the boxes of life, but focusing on how hard life was, how much I struggled, how overwhelmed I was, how sick I was feeling, how exhausted I was feeling, how do I keep going like this, right? This was my thought patterns every day. I was like, do I have to do this again? Surely there's another way. You know, so I spent a lot of time in this unhelpful thought loop and pattern that wasn't actually moving or shifting things or guiding me in taking action. Right? So when I actually made the shift and the transformation in my life, it got me thinking of, okay, well, what do I need to do different here? What have I been doing in this space of 2 whole years? What have I been doing? Right, well, I know that doesn't work for me now. Tried it. I've tried it. Doesn't work. So what do I actually need to do? And I shifted my thinking and my thought patterns around what I did want in my life. What did I want? Who did I want to be? How did I want to feel? What did I want to create? Where do I want to go? What things do I want in my life? And so I dared to allow myself to go there. Right? And one thing I did was I created a vision board. And I think it was around 2018, the end of 2018, when I noticed some changes. And I had done some mindset work and I had shifted some thought patterns and I got super aware of the thoughts and the sentences that were rambling through my head. And to actually change things and move forward in my life, I needed to change that up. So I decided, right, well, I'll create a vision board and I'm going to have a bit of fun with this. And I'm going to really access my goals and dreams and just allow myself to explore them. Why not? So that's what I did. And I had so much fun with this board and it really ignited something in me. It really ignited this stirred up those desires that I'd really pushed down and ignored. And like I said, I'd been stuck in all the doing that I hadn't allowed myself to dream. And it ignited those dreams and that creative side of my brain. And so those big dreams started to surface. You know, I started to think about what it is I wanted and I explored it and I got really imaginative and it felt so good. And what I started to notice over the next few months was I started to see those things on my vision board coming to life. I started to notice my external world really changing. And I began taking action. Subconsciously, I wasn't really aware of it, but I was taking action to move towards those goals and dreams that I was seeing on my vision board, that I had put on my vision board just a few months earlier. And when I got to the end of that first year, I was blown away by what I had achieved. what I'd put on the vision board and what had actually happened in my life. And I was like, what? Wow. Wow. This is just crazy. And so the following year, I created a new one. And those goals and dreams came to life. And the images that I was seeing, the numbers that I'd put on there, and I had some financial goals and numbers across my board that at once were just a number that I had dreamed of, actually came to life. So those beautiful big financial goals had become my reality. And this was all happening in my life. It was so, so magical. So vision boards have really been a big tool and a big part of my life since then. And I love it. I love creating them. I love going there. I now, it's just something that I do every year. Because vision boards are a tool that really helps support your brain or our brains in clarifying and remembering what is important to us, what it is that you want to achieve and what it is that you want to have in your life, right? So visual images are super effective ways to really wake up that right side of your brain and allow those dreams to just come to life from within and allow your goals and those images to really be at the forefront of your mind, right? Even though you're not actually aware of it, just putting those images onto a board that you have, that you desire, that you want to have, is so incredibly effective. And they're really a representation of what is important to you. And that constant reminder really helps your brain not only remember how these things are important to you, but to actually take action that are consistent with those goals and dreams. And so last week, I think it was last week or the week before, the women in my 12-week program, the Happy Health and Happiness Formula, created their own vision boards for 2023. And we had the most amazing Zoom call together. And they were dialing in from all over Australia. And we'd spent the leading up the weeks prior collecting things that we wanted on our vision board, right? And there was a specific way that I got them to do that, and a formula really in how they went about it. And it was honestly so magical. It was so magical. And I could see their dreams really start to ignite. Like, it was like I could see them just light up from within. And I've shared a lot of this on social media, and I've had so much interest in how I do this and people wanting to learn more. So I have decided to open up a masterclass in the brand new year, 2023, and take you through the steps in how I create effective and successful vision boards and the process and formula that I use. Because I love a good formula, right? I'm such a formula girl. It's like the magic woo-woo side and science formula processes. I blend them together, and that's how I do life. It's so freaking magical. So what I've decided is it's not just a masterclass. It's not just going to be a session on Zoom where we do this. And what I've wanted to really make it almost like a month's process. So I've decided to open up a Facebook group. So for anyone who invests in the masterclass, you will go into the Facebook group, which will be open for around 4 weeks. And in this Facebook group, there will be 2 weeks of preparation guiding you through what it is that you need before the actual masterclass. So you'll have the 2 weeks leading up to the masterclass, taking you through the things that you'll need, the materials, how I do this and why, so that you can collect all of the things that you need and be ready before the masterclass. Then we are going to have the masterclass, which will be held on Zoom for around 1.5 hours. So it's going to be interactive. I'm going to walk you through the steps of building your vision board out, how to do that. You'll have time to share yours. You'll have time to ask questions. You'll have time to just engage with everyone else in there. And then I'm going to keep the Facebook group open for another 2 weeks after the masterclass, because you'll need some time to finish off your vision boards, to really complete that, and post in the group, ask any questions, and you'll have time to do that after the masterclass. So, yay! I'm so excited for this. So, the Facebook group will be open on the 9th of January. And the masterclass, the vision board masterclass, will be taking place on the 24th of January at 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. So that is Queensland time. And it's only 27 AUD, Australian dollars. So if you want to create an incredible, magical and effective vision board for 2023 and tap into your goals and dreams, then come along and join this masterclass. And if you've never done a vision board before, this is where you need to be, right? If you have done a vision board before, but kind of just went and had done it really messily and hadn't really had any success with it, I want you to join this class, and I want to take you through how I do mine, what has been successful for me, and how I've had such, you know, a transformational past 4 years using this tool, the vision board tool. So I'd love to help you move forward. I'd love to support you in achieving your goals and dreams and create your 2023 vision board. So to grab this, head over to my website, which is thehealthyhappynurse.thinkific, and head to the vision board masterclass, or you can head over to Instagram, head to the link in my bio, and you'll see the vision board masterclass link. Click on that and that'll take you to the checkout page, and you can grab your spot there. So, yay! Super excited. I cannot wait to share this with you all. And I think it's such a great time as we move towards 2023 and really set ourselves up for what it is we want to do and tap into that beautiful, magical side of life and those big goals that you have. All right, that is all from me. Merry Christmas. I'm excited for Christmas Day. It's going to be such a beautiful day here. So I hope you have a beautiful Christmas, and I hope Santa finds you. All right, big love. Bye for now.
Before you go, I want to say thank you for listening. To catch all of the latest from me, be sure to subscribe to this podcast and head over and follow me on Instagram at @MichelleGordon_coach. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share this with others. Take a screenshot, tag me, and share it on your social media. I cannot wait to see you here for the next episode of the Finding Bliss After Burnout podcast. I've got so much goodness to share with you. Bye for now.